Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, the talk of the town is the victory in the Republican primary by Hobart Lewis, who will go on to face the Democrat, but let's not pretend he didn't just get elected in the primary, short of being caught with a dead woman or live child, as they say. He should win that. Looking like A.T. Smith went down in flames. I think a lot of people had the same reaction to that mailer that I had. I had decided to stay out of the race before the mailer went out, and I just was absolutely outraged when I saw it over the weekend. I didn't even think it was real when somebody sent me the first snapshot of it. I thought, is this something like Hobart's campaign put out to make A.T. Smith look like bad? Because I couldn't imagine actually sending a flyer out, making somebody's fun of somebody's teeth, and the fact that he got a GED instead of graduating from high school because he left to join the military. But apparently that didn't go over well with other voters as well. And Hobart Lewis crushed his opponent. So,
I think it may have been more than just that, Tara. May have been more than just the mailer, because that came out over the weekend. That was like I think it was like Saturday or Sunday when that hit the mail. And I'm looking at some of the numbers here, and once again, these are unofficial results. There's apparently a couple of precincts that are not completed here by the Greenville County Election Commission. But I thought it was interesting, the voter turnout was 2% better than the primary. Voter turnout was 11.61%, and that's with not all the precincts reporting. There's two apparently that still haven't reported for some reason. And voter turnout in the other one was in the primary was like 9.5%, and we have, I believe that there was more people that turned out to vote here for the runoff. About 5,000 more voted for the runoff than voted in the primary, the initial GOP primary with the five candidates there. And Hobart Lewis basically more than doubled his vote total that he got than what he got in the initial primary. And A.T. Tommy Smith got pretty much about the same amount of votes that he did in the primary.
To me, that suggests the mailer and the robocalls, were a big part of it.
I'm not sure that those two events could have had that much of effect on the electorate. I mean, let's face it, there's those mailers may not have hit a lot of households that voted. Those robocalls may not have hit some of the households. I don't know. And I'm not saying they don't have any effect. Don't get me wrong. I think it certainly did. But I'm just saying that the margin of victory here to me indicates that there was a pretty big divide already.
What do you think it was? The margin of victory grew. So
I just simply think it's because of the background and the way that these two gentlemen campaigned and why they the appeal that they had to voters.
And, there's the guy sitting, at the table downtown with the you saw the picture with the, sign on a table basically saying, that A.T. Smith's wife wrote a $3,000 check to Hillary Clinton. She wrote it 3 weeks before the election. That came out of their account.
Yeah.
When you look at Hillary Clinton, there's a big difference between writing a check to Hillary Clinton in the year 2000 and writing one in 2016, 3 weeks before the election. Even writing one in 2008.
See, I think that has more to do with that than necessarily
and
maybe
people
the
finding
mayor
out about that.
Yeah. I think that has a lot more to do with it, because you got to remember these. In a situation like this, even though the Democrats most likely did vote in this primary, because anybody could vote, we do not have closed primaries, we don't have registration by party. So in this situation where the Democrat is already announced, there was only one Democrat candidate, so there was no primary for them at all. Paul Guy is their candidate, so there was no risk there. And I'm certain that many Democrats did turn out to vote, both in the initial Republican primary and in the runoff, too. There's very little question about that. That's the way politics works in South Carolina. But, this is a very, you're looking at the party faithful that show out for these primaries and special elections. It's the really the dyed-in-the-wool party activists, the people who really are interested in maintaining the party and or opposing it for the Democrats that showed up to vote in it. So those are the people that are really paying attention. And for a candidate to run as a Republican and then have this accusation even if you didn't know that your wife wrote a $3,000 check to Hillary Clinton's campaign, that's a very damning thing against any Republican
candidate.
Well,
the problem is, it's not just that she wrote the check. I don't think that would have been as big of a deal. The problem is, you're listed on the FEC report as the one who wrote the check.
That's, yeah, exactly. And that's the troubling part.
You're asking us to believe you that you didn't write that check. And you're asking us to believe you that you didn't write that check when Bill and Hillary Clinton were not only at your wedding, they were in it. Bill Clinton did the readings in your wedding. And you're going to tell me, I don't know. I think people just didn't buy it.
Well, and you have to point out, though, that his wife is actually related. It's like, what, third cousin to Bill Clinton?
Second cousins are so far removed, you can marry them in most states.
Well.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, I don't know.
From an objective standpoint, that's a reasonable situation. And when you consider that Tommy Smith had been on Hillary Clinton's detail, as Secret Service agent, and had been serving in Washington in the Secret Service for many years. So I sort of see why that connection's there. But once again, I'm with you completely on the thing. You know, if your wife writes a check for a Democrat, you're running as a Republican, you're saying you didn't even know anything about it, but yet it shows up on your FEC filing.
In your name, you wrote the check.
That's an issue.
Yeah, and you know, there's a difference between writing a Democrat a check. Like, who's a Democrat in South Carolina? Like Jim Clyburn, right?
Yeah.
And Hillary. I mean, you want to go in law enforcement? And $3,000 comes out of your account. According to the FEC report, you wrote the check. He says he didn't write it. He says his wife did. I mean, you want to go in law enforcement? This woman's record of criminality, and not just criminality. I mean, you want to go in law enforcement, but taking law enforcement agencies and weaponizing them against anyone who points that criminality out and weaponizing them to cover up your own crimes. I mean, this is a woman who had... And I'll never forget this as long as I live, the FBI smashing her devices, destroying her devices that were under subpoena by Congress because Congress believed that she had committed crimes. I mean, she literally did something that's so unbelievable. I mean, can you imagine what it would take to get a law enforcement agency, a police agency, whatever, to destroy evidence against you in a federal case? But that's how she operates. And if you want to go in law enforcement and... you are writing checks, according to the FEC, to her, or your wife is, and she messed up and it was in your name accidentally. Yeah, right. That just shows a profound lack of comprehension of criminality. I mean, it just shows that criminality rolls off your back. I mean, Hillary is, you know, and there's just, like I said, I mean, the level of criminality there is so astounding. And you can't just say, well, she's a Democrat, I'm a Republican. It's bigger than that. It's much bigger than that. She's not just a Democrat. She's a criminal who regularly weaponizes law enforcement agencies to commit crime on her behalf.
But that's not a view that is shared by those on the left. They completely deny it.
Well, absolutely. And so if you can't see that, that tells me you're on the left. Or you have sympathies to that mode of thinking.
A Hillary sympathizer.
Well, no, a criminal sympathizer.
I know, but I'm trying
to. She literally is undermining our system of justice. Every day that she takes to Twitter, every day that the FBI covers for her. I mean, look at the FBI is still covering up, will not release texts between Lisa Page and Peter Strzok about the investigations into Hillary and Trump. They're still covering. Texter writes, hey, Tara, thanks for the great reporting yesterday morning and every morning. If everyone on the radio would hold politicians accountable like you do, that claim they didn't know about it, you're either a liar or an idiot. Thank you, Tara, says Jeff. A lot of folks saying thanks for the debates, too. And we will hope to do more of those in the future.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ooh. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, guess us bucktooth, GED-holding hillbilly rednecks figured out how to vote for sheriff. Ouch. All right, so much going on right now. Have you seen what's going on the border? Normally we keep up with that kind of stuff. It's been so hard because there's so much going on. You see what's going on in Arizona? Oh, it's huge. This is the third successful Trump border policy change. Third time. This is the third time. Remember, Trump came in. He came in and he ended catch and release the first time. And do you remember what happened that first year? Illegal immigration over the border absolutely plummeted to nothing. Left flipped out. I mean, these are their voters. These are their food stamp roll recipients. This is their future. So they got a liberal judge with no jurisdiction to declare himself jurisdiction as if he were running a fiefdom and put an end to it. So then Trump tried, and the border numbers surged, and then the Democrats went out and said that Trump was failing at securing the border, trying to divide him from his voters, as Rush often says. So he tried again. He tried something else. Worked great. Numbers fell. You've seen the news reports, right? Democrats went to court and stopped it. Well, he's on his third round. There's a reason I'm bringing all these rounds up. I'll tell you what it is in a minute. Headline, illegal border crossings dropped 90% in Arizona after major Trump policy change. Changed, and what he did, this his latest idea, this is the third one, mind you. He changed a federal policy that forced asylum seekers to be expelled. So what they simply did was said, okay, you show up on the border, according to court rulings, not the law, court rulings, because judges operate like fiefdoms in America now. Congress does not rule except at the pleasure of judges. That could be changed at any moment, but Republicans and Democrats have refused to do that. So judges have said, well, you know, they all got to have a hearing. They're all entitled to the hearing just for showing up to make sure they're not asylees. Over 90% of them aren't. Well, we used to have to let them into the country to wait, which is ridiculous. And at that point, our border guard became the same as coyotes. I mean, do you realize our border guard, we were meeting them on the Mexican side of the border and safely escorting them over? That's the absolute idiocy. Trump's ended that twice now. This is the third time. This time, the policy says you've got to remain in Mexico. They've implemented this on the Arizona border. It's like a test case. How'd that work? Great. Arrests in the Border Patrol's Yuma sector hit 14,000 in May, when the policy was put in place to make asylum seekers wait in Mexico. By October, it fell 94% to less than 800. And those, they're camped out on the Mexican side. You know why? If they don't get to illegally come to country, they're not coming because they're not asylees. They don't qualify. You have to be persecuted by your government. They're not. These people were showing up. They had phones. I mean, you've seen the pictures. They've got phones. They're fat. I don't know how they walked that far. Because they didn't. They paid for a bus. They come to this country, work under the table for cash, get on the welfare system, milk it dry. You can't do that anymore? Shoot, they're not going to leave their country. Everything's fine for them there. It's not as good as here, but it's fine for them there. So you're telling me in May, 14,000 showed up after the Democrats got the judge to stop Trump once again from enforcing the law. 14,000 in May. New policy goes into place and only 800 show up. All of whom have to wait on the Mexican side. I'd call that a success. You know what I'd say? That means the system's not broken, is it? Our immigration system, not broken. What did Lindsey Graham tell us for years? What did the Republicans tell us for years? What did Mitt Romney tell us for years? What did the Republican leadership tell us for years? What did the Democrats tell us for years before Trump? Oh, our system's broken. It's broken. And the only way to fix it is amnesty. It's just, we're going to have to let 11 million, we mean 40 million, stay. This is no way to fix it. And then we're going to have to put some reforms through. But we just can't get it done unless you let them stay and create a permanent Democrat majority for the rest of our lives. Turns out system's not broken. How long ago was May, y'all? Not that long ago, was it? You mean you can take the flow at the border from 14,000 in 1 month in May, just at the Arizona border, down to 800? In what, half a year? Well, by God, the system's not broken. In fact, it's never been broken. Washington was always lying to you. Good God, George Bush could have done this. Instead, he left the borders wide open. Good God, Obama could have done this. He left the borders wide open, too. It was one of the many lies they told you. Like, America just can't make stuff anymore. No, we shouldn't even try. The Chinese are just better than us at capitalism. Go learn to code. Blue-collar workers just aren't going to work in America anymore. It's sad. There's nothing we can do. Jeb Bush in the Hamptons to the Democrat donors, 200 of them. We're going to manage the decline of America. Turns out didn't have to do that either. That broken border policy. Yeah, that broken immigration. Our system is broken. How many times has Lindsey Graham said that? I want to slap his face. He was lying. Never was broken. All it takes is one man willing to enforce the law. I give it a couple more months. I mean, drop in the flow. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen. A liberal judge is going to stop it. They're already trying. That's not a broken system. That's Washington deliberately engineering, until Trump, an invasion of our country for profit. Oh, you know how bad it is? I'm going to get into this in the next segment really quickly. You know how bad it is? Mark Zuckerberg's group and big business chamber affiliated groups are in court now, arguing they're going to go broke. You know why? Because there aren't going to be any illegals on welfare. And if they're not on welfare, they can't buy stuff. Problem is, it's illegal for them to be on welfare.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A lot of folks still commenting on the sheriff's election. Texter on the text line, 71307, writes, the sheriff's election has felt like a grassroots bid from the left to run Democrats as Republicans to have people in place for future gun confiscation. I don't know that it was even that. I think a lot of Democrats have to run as Republicans here, especially at the countywide level, just because you can't get elected as a Democrat. And I think that's what we saw in this primary. By the way, if you're just waking up, Hobart Lewis is the Republican nominee for sheriff. Overwhelmingly took over 70% of the vote. Texter writes, Hobart Lewis won bigly. Yes, he does. did. I want to jump to something though. I want you to understand how the left works and how our country was structured. Our country before Trump ran on profits generated by wage suppression, wage decreases that were deliberately engineered by Washington. And these congressmen have become convinced, because the only people they talk to are lobbyists, not real Americans, that the only way that look, these poor people, man, they're not even going to have jobs if you don't suppress their wages. You're going to make them poor, but you know, we got to suppress their wage. Well, how would you like us to suppress the wage? Well, we're going to have to flood the country with illegals. Nobody said it better than Jeb Bush in the Hamptons. He had a special fundraiser, I will never forget it, for 200 Democrat donors, in which he said, he used the words that we could manage the decline. They were already, the decline was planned, folks. The only debate between the parties was how the decline would be managed. And the belief was that to keep American business afloat, the only way to do that was with illegals. They're going to come in and spend their own money. Nah, shoot, no, they're not. They're going to spend yours. And I can prove that sounds mean. Sounds unfair. I can prove it. You know how I can prove it? Trump is doing such a good job right now on illegal immigration. We just had the last segment. On his third try, three times, he shut down border crossing, proving three different ways that our immigration system was never broken. Our borders were left open by deliberately. We don't need a big amnesty bill to fix. We don't need to amnesty 40 million people in order to get the fixes. We have the fixes. You know how I know? We never passed the amnesty bill. Never passed it. That was the thing. Well, we're going to have to amnesty 11 million, wink, wink. They always knew it was 40. Because the other side won't go along with the immigration fixes unless we give them a whole new bank of voters. So we're going to have to manage the decline. So Trump's now shown three ways you could fix the border and been shut down by liberal judges every time. He's on his third way. All the while, Democrats simultaneously suing to stop the enforcement of the law at the border, finding lawless judges willing to do it. And then those judges' rulings are overturned, but it takes a lot of time. And this is why you see the numbers zoom up to all-time highs and then crash down to all-time lows. That's been Trump's record. All the while, the Democrats on TV saying, hey, look at him, he's failing at securing the border. He didn't even do what he promised. Yeah, because y'all are in court advocating for lawlessness. You want to see how this country was structured? What a big business this was. Headline, Breitbart. Big business is warned. Trump's immigration reforms will hurt food stamp Medicaid enrollment. Wait, what? Oh, yeah. These illegals, man, they're not going to be able to be on the food stamps and the Medicaid and all that. And they're going to spend money and we're not going to make money. They're actually in court arguing this. Because the system was rigged. Profit for a few by decreasing wages, flooding the country with illegals to decrease wages. Then profit off the welfare given to illegals. That's the economic model of this stupid country. We didn't ever have to have that model. Turns out we can make stuff. Turns out we can have blue-collar wage increases. So who is in court and how did this work? January 16th plea to federal judges by numerous companies, investor groups. It reads like a list of U.S. Chamber of Commerce board members. And Mark Zuckerberg's Forward.us. They're part of what's called the Compete America Coalition, which with all left-wing movements, it means the opposite of what it says. It's not Compete America. Their primary goal is to decrease the wages, not just of blue-collar people. They already did that. But to decrease the wages of middle-class, upper-middle-class, college-educated people by flooding the country with Indian workers who they can then use as virtual slave labor for 5 years as they dangle a green card in front of them. Well, you're not going to get a raise. You might have to work 80 hours a week. You might have to do whatever they tell you, no matter how they treat you, because if you don't, if you separate from the company that hired you, you go home and you don't get a green card. So they get 5 years of indentured servitude. I thought we ended that with the Irish. Guess not. And then they come off and they get the green card. This is what, and I hate to bash him, but this is what William Timmons voted for. They come off, they get the green card from India. Well, you get that green card with our chain migration system. You can bring mom, dad, cousins, aunts, uncles. And guess where we put them? All of them. Welfare. Social Security. Can't go broke fast enough. Listen to this. These businesses are arguing that Trump's new rule, which says if you cannot support yourself and you don't have a job lined up, you're too old to work, you're too sick to work, you don't get to chain migration visa. You can't come here, work for 5 years for a major corporation, then bring your entire family and put them on welfare. That's what they were doing. It's a retirement plan. Retire to the U.S. on your tax dollars. You know what they argued? This is awesome. You know what they argued in court? These businesses? That they would lose more than $33 billion a year. Direct economic impact if Trump stopped the entire families who can't work and can't contribute from coming to America. That was their plan. It's devastating, isn't it?
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, Mitch McConnell's in beast mode. Head of the Senate, have you seen the rules he laid out? This is actually brilliant. I got to give it to him. If we're going to have these hearings because Mitt Romney wants to wreck Donald Trump for the pleasure of watching him go down in this election. I wish Democrats had people that self-destructive. But anyway, we're stuck with them. Thanks, Utah. So Mitch McConnell, this thing was going to go on forever. The plan of the Democrats, Nancy and Chuck and all them, the plan was they were just going to keep this thing going until summer with all the witnesses they want and everything they wanted to do. I would have got to get some documents, got to subpoena those. Look, the way this works constitutionally is that the House, well, Jenna Ellis explain this, that the House does all the research, does all the hearings, does all the getting of the documents. They wrap their case up and they send it over to the Senate. And then the Senate simply hears the case that they have already put together in the House and then they vote on it. That's how impeachment is supposed to go. It's how it's always gone. Well, Nancy and Chuck wanted a do-over. And honestly, they just want to keep this thing going until the summer to damage Trump. And it's a brilliant strategy because holding impeachment hearings is completely toxic. As we saw with what it did to the Democrats' numbers. The first time it put Democrats upside down in polls against Trump. And these are mainstream media polls that are very skewed. It hurt them badly. So what they want is the country to see Republicans holding endless hearings instead of doing the business of the people. Mitch McConnell said, uh-uh, not happening. And he dropped these rules. Listen to this. This is awesome. What time is it? 7:55? Any motions, this is McConnell's rules. Any motions that are going to be made or any documents that are going to be subpoenaed, all of those, that they must be filed by today at 11 a.m. Did you see Chuck Schumer yesterday? The Democrat from the Senate? He was absolutely apoplectic. They can't throw this together. You can't throw any of that together this fast. They're going to try. So any motions to be made, any documents to be gotten, must be made by today at 11 a.m. It's going to make it very, very, very hard. They were going to do an endless fishing expedition. It's going to be every week they were going to come up with a new Lev Parnas, get him out there, get him lying, saying, oh, I got it. I got new evidence. And yeah, we got to get those documents. It's going to have to have, here's going to have to go on for another month. Then Mitch McConnell did this, and it was brilliant, too. That the Democrats' presentation can only go for a period of 24 hours over 2 days. Two 12-hour days, they're done. 24 hours is up, they're done. Cut them off mid-sentence. Ditto for the president. His presentation can only last 24 hours over 2 days. And that's it. We're done here. So when all that's done, senators can only question parties for a period not to exceed 16 hours. That's it. And then when that's done, there'll be 4 hours of debate, argument, whatever, by the parties. 2 hours for one party, two for another. So you're looking at like a week there, week and a half, depending on how they spread it across the calendar. That's it. This thing ends before it can do the same kind of damage to the Republicans it did to the Democrats. Brilliant. By the way, why is Mitch suddenly on Trump's side? He's up for re-election. If he went up for re-election, you wouldn't get any of this. But thank God he's up for re-election.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.